Agents of Change.
When Terry Fox was 18 years old, he was diagnosed with bone cancer and soon had to have one leg amputated. Before that, Terry was active in many sports, most notably basketball. The night before the amputation, his coach came to the hospital and brought him a magazine with an article about an athlete who managed to run the New York Marathon after his leg was amputated. Terry only dreamed of one thing that night. After leaving the hospital, he would run across Canada from the Atlantic to the Pacific, which is over 8,500 kilometers, and try to raise money for cancer research. "I'm competitive," Terry said. "I'm a dreamer. I like challenges. I don't give up. When I decided to do it, I knew I was going to go all out." There was no in between. On April 12, 1980, 3 years after his leg was amputated, Terry really began the greatest adventure of his life, a race he called the Marathon of Hope. It will be a race that Canadians and the world will remember forever. At that point, Terry believed he was cured and beat cancer, but he still wanted to raise the money needed for cancer research. But there was another, perhaps more important reason for doing the marathon. Terry wanted to show that people who have lost some part of their body are not less valuable or less capable. On the contrary, he wanted to show that these people can sometimes do more than people who have not experienced a similar tragedy. Indeed, he would prove that there are no limits to what a disabled person can do. Terry has forever changed the world's mindset about people with disabilities and showed that although cancer took his leg, it did not take his spirit. Over the next 143 days, Terry managed to run two-thirds of Canada, which is approximately 5,400 kilometers, by running a 42-kilometer marathon every day, which is an unthinkable success for a healthy athlete, and especially for a young man battling cancer and running with only one healthy leg. Nothing stopped him in his path, neither the stormy rain, nor the heat of the hot summer asphalt, nor the strong wind. He ran through small fishing villages, but also through Canada's big cities, where he was called a hero. He started the race without any media attention, but as the race went on, more and more people welcomed him on the streets, cheering, running with him, and donating money. Terry's dream was to raise $22 million by the end of the race, and he would have achieved this if every Canadian donated only $1. Unfortunately, on September 1, 1980, after 143 days spent in the race, the cancer appeared on his lungs, and because of unbearable pain, Terry had to give up. He lost his race to cancer on June 28, 1981, just 1 month before his 23rd birthday. A day of mourning was declared in Canada, but people did not forget him. The story of him did not disappear with his death. It had just started. Since then, a race called the Terry Fox Run has been held every year on his behalf across Canada and later around the world. The amount of donations for the Marathon of Hope reached an estimated $23 million. To this date, over $750 million has been raised worldwide for cancer research in Terry's name through the annual Terry Fox Run. Terry Fox was a person who made people change their habits and views on what is possible with his life example. The person who inspired people all around the world to reach higher. A visionary who looked into the future and believed in changing the world. A person who believed in the power of will. This is Hana Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.